Just a note from me to say that I have just arrived in Singapore, where I'm going to be spending a few days meeting friends and colleagues at CNA, which is the Pan-Asian and excellent English language TV news channel in the region. So there will not be an American Week today on LBC, but it will return next Friday, May the 23rd, as usual, at 10 to 6. It is a shame, as some of you have pointed out, that I don't have time for one today, because it has obviously been a massive week for President Trump on the world stage that I think has really sharpened everyone's understanding of his presidency. He's not just transactional, he is completely and relentlessly focused on trade, using it now as the central pillar of his foreign and diplomatic policy, and really taking bilateral relations with every other country into mercantile territory. It's sort of like going back to the Silk Road or the early days of trading in South Africa, the Dutch East India Company there, Spanish and Portuguese traders in South America, everyone sort of bearing offerings of gold, silver, tobacco, cotton. You get the gist. In 2025, it might be rare earth minerals. There is, in the president's mind, very little else that matters, and a total ongoing conflation of what is in America's national interest with what is in the personal corporate interest of the Trump Organization, the business built by the president that his sons are now notionally running. There's no question the president secured some massive investment deals for the United States this week. In Seattle, the 160 jets ordered by Qatar has the potential to put Boeing back on its feet. The president can genuinely point to billions of dollars of investment that he's inked in the last few days, and even if not all of it is new and some of it might never materialize, it's definitely been a win for him and a loss for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, snubbed by Trump on this Middle East tour, with the president's own special envoy Steve Witkoff indicating this week that the White House now accepts that the Israeli leader is seeking to prolong the war in Gaza, not resolve it. And that is where we find trade once again meeting diplomacy, because what President Trump wants to secure is, for example, the normalization of ties between Syria and Israel, still pretty unthinkable, but put on the agenda during the US leaders' meeting with Syria's new president and former fundamentalist militant Ahmed al-Shara this week. It is all about the money and a foreign policy that believes trade trumps everything, and any world leader not aboard that train is not reading the room correctly. So there you are, a mini American week as the sun goes down here in Singapore. Thank you always for listening, and have a terrific weekend wherever this finds you.